rugby, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So I'm here at Nordorf Robbins' rugby dinner with the man of the evening, Chris Robshaw, who the dinner is in honour of. You spent some time with Nordorf Robbins. What struck you in terms of the charity?
Yeah, look, I've been to these dinners before, but I probably didn't know the full impact of and the importance of what this charity can do. And it was only when I went down to the evening and saw that everyone was pretty quiet, everyone was pretty secluded. And as soon as that music therapy did, and I'm not musically talented at all, I just getting it out there, and as soon as everyone got involved, people just grew in confidence, and you saw people kind of sit back in their chairs, shoulders back, and their smiles, and people were chatting and mingling, and it just gave those vulnerable people that voice again, and it empowered them, and it was brilliant to see.
I suppose it's quite similar in terms of sport can give that empowerment as well, but it's great to see it from a music point of view.
Well, exactly, and I think no matter what avenue you need, we all need something that does give us that confidence and does spur us on, and for a lot of, and for Nordorf Robbins, it is that music, and they've done an absolutely tremendous job, and yeah, seeing it firsthand really inspired me.
There's a lot of people that are coming here for you this evening as well. Nice to hear a few compliments from stories from some players later, maybe.
Yeah, I've seen one in the video, so there's a couple of compliments, but a little bit of stick coming my way. But look, it's look, that's the great thing about rugby, that in times like this, with guys supporting each other, there's always a fair amount of people to turn up and look after each other, and it's always nice to see.
From a rugby point of view, obviously not on the field at the minute, how is the injury?
Yeah, the injury is okay. It's about 10 to 12 weeks, and I've in a sling for this week, and then hopefully come out a little bit more next week, but it's getting there. The pain's finally gone, but I had a surgery went well, so now, yeah, back going about my business, try and recover as well as possible, and hopefully be back on the pitch sooner rather than later.
And will you be rehabbing at Queen's as opposed to in camp with England over the Six Nations, or split time between the two?
No, as far as I'm aware, I'll be at Queen's, and I might pop into England just for a day, just have a catch up and speak to Eddie and stuff like that. But now all my time will be at Queen's, because my time, or my comeback time of playing, is probably at the end of the Six Nations, which would be back at Queen's.
Yeah, and from an England point of view, obviously looking towards the Six Nations, quite a positive camp still based on the autumn.
Oh, look, very positive, and I think that's the exciting thing about this group at the moment. They always want to learn, they always want to get it better, and they always want to improve. We won 4 games out of 4 in the autumn, and I think every player would say we could be better. And that's such an exciting place to be. You've got players driving the likes of Deal, Faz, Fordy, these type of guys who are key to the way we go about our business and stuff, the way we train. And I think as long as players continue to have that hunger, which they do, this England side is going to go from strength to strength.